This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. This is the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. And coming in very, very hot this afternoon on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, we're diving into the compact and efficient Honda Fit EHEV with our motoring journalist, Prashirwood Naidu. He will also be sharing his live impressions from the Festival of Motoring at the Kyalami Grand Prix Circuit, right? Plus, we'll wrap up things with a valuable motoring tip and a hot jam of the week. Just to keep those vibes on a high, man, it's definitely a Friday. Good afternoon, Prashirwood. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Bash. How are you? How are you doing?
No, I'm good, man. How are you doing this Friday afternoon, Prashirwood?
Hey, fabulous. I'm coming live from the Festival of Motoring. Quite excited. Quite a lot of things to share.
Look, I was pretty jealous. You know, I'm also a petrol head, so I was pretty jealous when I was like, oh, man, we never get these kind of invites. But we'll get there, you know? We'll definitely get there.
We'll get there. I also had to hustle. I had to make plans.
Oh, man, I can imagine. I haven't heard from the Honda in a very long time. So, Prashirwood, let's talk, you know, and start off with the essentials. How does the Honda Fit, you know, perform on the road, and what can drivers expect in terms of the fuel consumption?
So the Honda Fit, used to be known as the Honda Jazz. Well, it is quite an interesting compact hybrid electric vehicle. So the driving dynamics were quite on par, King Bash. It's not meant to be fast per se. The good thing about this car is the frugalness from the fuel department, where they do say claim consumption is 3.7 liters per 100 kilometers. I yielded 4.3 liters per 100 kilometers. So it's not sure. It has a good amount of savviness to it. But yes, it has enough zippiness too. It has a 1.5 liter naturally aspirated motor paired with a hybrid support, so you get about 90 kilowatts and 253 newton meters of torque. So these stats are about what you would expect from a grocery getter, but the way the Fit delivers its power, it makes the driving experience that much more pleasurable compared to a traditional motor paired with, you know, what is otherwise a CVT transmission.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, another thing is that I know as gents, we are all about the looks, and they can be subjective, right? But what's your take on the design of the Honda Fit?
So it actually reminds me of a ladybug. You know that bug that flies around?
Yes.
It looks quite comical. And I was, funny enough, came in red. So it looked wow, quite cute and stylish with those lovely grounded LED lights and just a modern exterior. And it's safe to say that, you know, the Fit is not, it's no longer boring. It used to be known as the Jazz, bland, boring, but I think they've added some spice to it, and I think that's what gives it that flavor, which is good.
All right. No, we really need the flavor. Now, let's dive into the cabin. How does it feel, you know, inside, Prashirwood, and what can you tell us about the price of the Fit?
So due to the, you know, compact nature of the Fit, the interior is quite simple, tasteful. One will notice the visibility as the windscreen is dramatically huge, which provides a good amount of natural light into the cabin. But there's a 9-inch infotainment screen, easy to use. Apple CarPlay is just perfect and works well. Usually some cars actually don't work pretty well. And this infotainment screen, I was quite impressed to say that it actually worked properly. The Fit also has wireless charging, a nice digital driver's display, but very simple, easy, you know, style expectations right there. And overall, very roomy too. You have a lot of leg room, especially for your passengers and rear occupants, good amount of boot space. So it's practical, but the elephant in the room, obviously, is the one we drove, the EHEV, is 544,000 rand.
What?
Yeah, so, and the entry level without the hybrid system is priced at 379,000 rand for the comfort. But you know what? Yeah, I never would say one would be paying half or more for a Honda Jazz, but yeah. That's how it is.
I'm actually so shocked. I did not expect that. But on a personal note, Prashirwood, you don't sound very disappointed in this one. So how would you rate the Honda Fit out of 10 overall? And ultimately, you know, is this something you would have? Is it one of those little ones that you'd actually have for yourself, or maybe for the future little one? How would you rate this one?
So we're taking a deep breaking there.
No pressure, no pressure.
No pressure. You know, a solid 7 out of 10. I think this week was, I really liked it for its simplicity. And I think I'll just wait for the price to go down. On the surface, you know, it seems like a bit steep, but I think due to the technology, it's impressive. And in the long run, one would save money. And also, that week I had the Range Rover Velar in test, and then I also had this. So, as you can imagine, my dilemma of picking and choosing, and I actually gravitated towards the Honda because it gave me a range of 800 kilometers. The fuel was frugal, so I was definitely, the wallet was not so happy that week because I was just trying to conserve with that car, and it was, it really took me in good stead. And yes, Kingash, I think the future little ones, this might be the good car to move around with.
Amazing. So, right, let's shift gears now, Prashur, and talk about the festival. You know, what's the vibe like over there, man? I need to live through your explanation right now because I'm so, so jealous and envious. What is or what was the vibe like?
Oh, my goodness, Kingash. So, I was shook at the surprise. Auto Trader decided to, I met them, and they decided to say, hey, Prashur, let's take you around the hot laps around the track in this Ferrari. And I thought, all right, cool. And I was just a, you know, spectator. I got the general ticket just to go see what's happening as a car enthusiast. And it felt good to have that VIP experience. The lines are shockingly long. Mm-hmm. Some people, last year, actually 3 hours.
Wow.
This time it was 2 minutes. They saw me and they knew me, and I was grateful to get that opportunity.
Amazing.
But it was fantastic. But very much, this is a place for all the petrolheads. Lots of vintage cars, new cars that have been launched. There's a new Mustang that's here as well. Some new VWs have come through, the ID Bus, the Touareg, the Tiguan, and there's so many new Porsches. The 911 is here, Kingbash. Our 911 is here.
Oh, yes.
Lots of Taycans, electric cars, which, I mean, obviously it's not our cup of tea, but proper stuff. And then, yes, just a look. It's a nice place for the family to come through. So there's go-karting for the kids. And, hot laps, 4x4 zones as well. And you can even test drive some of the vehicles around the track. It's not a long tread you have, but you have a small little circuit to take the car on a nice enclosed environment. But I really like it, Kimbash. I think this year it's much better than it was last year. Last year was quite a letdown, honestly. And I think this year I can see there's a lot more enthusiasm. And I think, Kimbash, if you were here.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. You should have come.
I'll be like you. I'll be like you next year and I'll hustle my way in. Do not worry. I'll do best.
I had to ask. I had to try and ask. It was tough.
Oh, man. But nonetheless, Prashurman, let us wrap it up, man, with the motoring tip and hot jam of the week to kickstart the weekend.
All right. No, thank you, King Bash. So, obviously, when buying a car in South Africa, always ensure you check the vehicle history and verify the VIN to confirm it's not stolen and matches the documentation. Inspect for any rust, damage, review the service history, and obviously, test drive the car. Take it out on the road. You need to get the car out there. And yes, it's one of the things that sometimes you just buy a car impulsively. You don't think. Just get everything. Take your time. It's not a hurry. And yes, we're going to end off with Morda featuring Brendan Prey's Blessing.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Prashur. And do have yourself a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Hey, thank you, King Bash. Have a blessed one, as always, and listeners.
And that is how we wrap it up, man. That was Prashur with Naidu. He's back again next week, Friday, with a new car for us to get into.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.